Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome on into the West Coast Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Frias Guzman. And on today's episode, I am going to be just kind of giving you guys a quick update, really, on all three teams. As there has been some information, you know, right around this time of the year, all three teams are actually underway. They're all playing, or at least two of the three, excuse me. But with the Raiders, there's always some kind of news going on with the offseason, of course, especially with the draft coming around the corner. All kinds of news coming around the NFL, of course. And, of course, there's all kinds of news going around in sports in general. So with that being said, guys, I do want to just get right into the podcast, or at least want to go ahead and just kind of introduce the podcast here for you guys. It is a early Tuesday morning. It is April 4th, 2023. Just recording this on an early Tuesday morning, excuse me. Dodgers ended up coming away with a pretty big victory against the Rockies last night. I believe it was like 13-4. Lakers ended up underway tonight against the Jazz. 6 p.m. tip-off time. So definitely a big important game. I want to say that the Lakers' magic number, kind of, if you follow baseball, it is just the amount of games, or basically losses, that they need from the other teams in order to go ahead and clinch a playoff berth, in order to guarantee at least a spot in the play-in tournament. You know, probably being like a 7th or an 8th seed, which I definitely think that would be good, but I think it's definitely important that they actually strive for a little bit more. But we'll talk all about that here in today's podcast here. We'll talk all about the Raiders, as they've had quite a bit of information and quite a bit of stuff going on, you know, of course, with the draft and everything coming around. And then we'll kind of cap it off there with the Dodgers, as they've been having a really good start to this season. Of course, a lot of people maybe not liking the amount of wins that they're getting or something so far, but it's still really early in the season. So far, I've been liking a lot of things that I've been seeing from the team. So we'll just talk all about that. So just before I get into the podcast here for you guys, I do want to take a quick moment to want to just let you guys know about another page on Instagram that you can definitely go ahead and follow. If you haven't done so already, definitely do so. It is Rosie's Designs EST 2022. If you haven't done so, definitely go ahead and follow. If I haven't told you about it, it is an amazing page that is ran by my wife, Rosa. She makes these customized chip bags where if you have any kind of like an event or something like that, or a party or anything like that, you definitely want to go and check them out, because she can customize them for any kind of occasion that you got going on, whether if it's a birthday, Christmas party, holiday party, whatever, Easter, something for the summer, just a little kickback with your friends or whatever the case may be. Definitely a great idea to go ahead and have, just to give you another quick little decoration or something like that, and it'll be something that's super customized. So if you haven't done so, definitely go ahead and check it out. Again, it is Rosie's Designs EST 2022. If you probably mentioned something on the podcast, we'll try to maybe hook you up or something like that, but definitely go ahead and do so. Drop a follow, send her a DM if you have any kind of questions, or if you'd like to go ahead and get an order started. So with that being said, guys, I do just want to get right into the podcast here with you guys. And just to kind of start it off, we'll start off with the Raiders here, as there has been quite a bit of news going on with the offseason. Everybody knows all about this stuff going on with the draft combine and everything, and there's been a lot of news that came out of all that. I guess we can start off here with, if you guys haven't been familiar with the name, Jalen Carter. This guy is one of the defensive ends or defensive tackles coming out of Georgia. I think it's a defensive tackle, excuse me. Coming out of Georgia, people really consider this guy maybe one of the top players in the draft, and it's kind of funny how some of his maybe his draft capital is going down a little bit. You know, people are maybe thinking that he's not going to go ahead and come out of the top 10, and I kind of think that, especially with a guy like this talented, if you have some issues, maybe lack of motivation, or maybe you just need somebody there who's going to go ahead and help him out maybe in the first couple years. And I know maybe some people kind of hear this and they're thinking, wow, this is a grown-ass man who is getting paid to go in and play football, and he has to find motivation or something like that. You know, like, that's kind of weird. That's kind of sad. You know, some people may have like a lot of issues with that, you know, if you say. But honestly, it is what it is when it comes down to it. I mean, me personally, if I was a GM and I heard something like that, like, this guy needs some extra motivation in order to get out on the field, even though he has all that God-given talent, like, come on now, you know. But especially after some of the things that I've been hearing from Dave Ziegler talking about that they want guys who are very intelligent, very, very hungry, very motivated, love football, you know, so it doesn't seem like that kind of guy like Jalen Carter is going to fit along with the type of players and the type of team that they want to go in and build for the Raiders. Now, I could definitely understand why maybe some teams were definitely looking at him, but if you guys haven't heard all the story, this guy had to leave in the middle of his combine practice, or the middle of the combine, and had to jump on a plane, go back over to Georgia, appear in court, get charged with some misdemeanors. And if you guys haven't heard it, it's about this whole street racing scandal thing that happened, whatever, you know, situation that happened. He was in a street race, and his buddy, I guess a teammate, and I think also a team manager or something like that for the team, they were also there in the car. Unfortunately, both passed away, and of course he's has to go in and appear in court to go and kind of say his side, say his piece in it and all. Sounds like he's just getting away with some misdemeanors and nothing too serious or anything like that, but we'll definitely have to go in and keep an eye on that, of course. Now, the one thing that I can definitely let you guys know, I think Dave Ziegler, even some other people that cover the Raiders here locally in Las Vegas, have been mentioning, you know, if you have some sort of situation like that, especially knowing what happened here in Las Vegas a couple years ago with Henry Ruggs, I don't think the city of Las Vegas and I don't think the Las Vegas Raiders are going to get ready to go ahead and sign up a guy who had some street racing issues, recently. And to want to give them a big old playground like Las Vegas, I don't think it's a good idea. Now, that's just me personally. I just wouldn't want it to be where the Raiders go ahead and, not to go in waste, not to go ahead and say that was a waste, but in a way, yeah, if you're really thinking about it as a businessman, that was a waste of a first round pick on Henry Ruggs. For him to go and be that damn irresponsible, to be that damn of a kid, to go ahead and be out there, like, dude, you're making millions and millions of dollars, bro. Like, you should have done something. You should have thought better, you know. But it is what it is now. I mean, I'm pretty sure he feels, hopefully he feels some sort of remorse for all this, you know. I mean, I really hope he does, you know, because that would be sad if he doesn't. But again, Jalen Carter seems like the dude maybe just might not be coming a Raider. We'll see who he goes to. I'm pretty sure he's not going to come out of the top 10. A lot of people think that he is. But it is what it is when it comes down to it. I'm pretty sure some team is going to go and take the shot at him and say, like, hey, we can go and motivate him. We can get him out there to go to practice and show up every single day and so on and so forth. But we'll see. The other thing that I wanted to go in and bring about when it comes down to the Raiders, there's been all kinds of talk about with the Raiders are going to go in and get a quarterback. If they are, if they're going to get him in the first round and so on and so forth. My opinion, if you are, I think the first round is probably the best way to go. Unless if you're trying to go and maybe see if a Hendon Hooker or something like that from Tennessee maybe goes down a little bit, like maybe falls down into like the second or third. I don't really think he's going to go into the third round, but maybe like the second round or something like that. Then I think that's definitely an option you should go and look into. Now, the other options, there's, you know, top two, you know, Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. Seems like those are the two quarterbacks that are going to go out first. Some people have been looking at the name, the guy Will Levis out of Kentucky. And I've heard some reports that I don't know if I'm going to be all that excited if he becomes a Raider or if the Raiders are seriously looking at him. I've heard that he's a bit of a, not to go to make it seem like he's not going to be able to play or football or anything like that, you know, but something about like the dude's a bit of an ass. Like he's a douchebag, you know, if you would. Seems like he's really arrogant or something like that, kind of thinks like the whole world revolves around him kind of deal, you know, similar to like maybe like how Baker Mayfield or Johnny Manziel, you know, kind of thought about himself, you know, like dude thought he was all hot, you know, hot shit and everything, and the next, you know, probably comes into this league and gets a rude awakening, you know, and at least at first, you know, like Baker Mayfield, dude ended up kind of rebounding a little bit and still shows that he's a decent quarterback at least, you know, with Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, I can't say anything about the guy, you know. Everybody should know at least that story, but we'll see what happens when it comes down to this guy. I really just think that it would be a really bad thing if the Raiders really look into this guy a lot. I really think that if this guy is going to become a Raider, you really need to want to show him like, hey, being a Raider means that it's a team. It's not the you know, the shield is more important than anything. You commit to excellence. You don't commit to just yourself, you know, but we'll see when it comes down to all that. I definitely think that if the Raiders are going to go after a quarterback in that first round, they really need to hope that Anthony Richardson falls down a little bit. If he falls down to number 7, I really think you need to consider getting him there. A lot of teams have kind of shown a little bit more enthusiasm towards him, have kind of shown that, have kind of maybe seen that this dude is the real deal. Not only does he have all the physical traits where he's fast, he can throw the ball, he's strong, he can, you know, read, he's even shown that he can read a defense. And they got him on the whiteboard and they showed him a little bit of stuff, and sure enough, he was able to go ahead and help out. He was, or not help out, but he was able to show how he can read the defense and how he can help out a team, that he's not just an athlete, he's a quarterback, you know. So when it comes down to all that, I definitely do think that the Raiders need to go in and look into him. If they're not, maybe you look into a Hendon Hooker. Maybe you just kind of wait to go in and see what happens. But my biggest thing is that if you did not sign Jared Stidham, who I thought was going to be for sure your backup, and I definitely think you need to get a rookie this year. You know, somebody to sit behind Jimmy G, learn the ropes, and see what happens maybe next year, or the year after that. You know, I think that would be definitely the best route to go. But we'll have to go in and see what kind of happens. I mean, the draft is right around the corner. We'll talk more about that as more information kind of comes out. Let's kind of try to talk to some of the local beat reporters around here, see if they got any inside news or anything like that, just to try to bring it on into the podcast here for you guys. So with that being said, though, I do want to just go in and take a quick moment to go in and transition on over to the Lakers, as the Lakers are underway tonight. If you guys haven't seen it, Lakers are now 2 games above 500. I don't know, maybe that doesn't sound like a big deal or anything like that, but it definitely is, especially considering how big of a hole the Lakers have had to dig themselves out of this year. They went from starting 2-8, you know, or 2-10, to now winning 6 in a row with this lineup. You know, this lineup with D'Lo, with Austin Reeves, Jared Vanderbilt, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis, that starting lineup is now 6-0. You definitely going to see that Rui Hachimura has kind of emerged as being a really good solid player as well with this team. He's kind of understood that where he can definitely make the biggest impact on this team, and he's just shown up, you know, especially having a couple great games and everything. If you guys didn't see it, had the Lakers had a great weekend. Ended up coming up away with that win against the Rockets, really deciding win. Also even today against the Jazz, we'll have to go in and see when it comes down to it. The game against the Wolves, freaking AD just kind of made Kat and Rudy Gobert just look foolish out there. Like, it was absolutely ridiculous how Anthony Davis was able to go and get away with some of those offensive rebounds. Even in yesterday's game, he just punished the Rockets. You know, so definitely this game, I'm thinking that it's going to be more the same. You definitely have to go in and give it to AD. It's looking like that's kind of the way the team is really transitioning. You know, it's going to be AD focused. And I'm really, really happy to go in and see that AD is doing everything that he's doing now, because so much criticism has been thrown to his name. So much shame, so much hate has been thrown his way. And I mean, maybe it's rightfully deserved. You know, people were talking about he should street clothes and this and that he can't stay healthy. And it is what it is. I mean, sometimes people, they get hurt. And if you get hurt, you get hurt a few times, you know. But it takes a while maybe to get healthy again. But now that he's healthy, everybody has seen what everybody else has seen for quite some time now. And understands why, when he is healthy, he is easily one of the top players in the league. You know, at this point, I don't think that there's anybody else that does what he does when he's on. Unless if it's like a Giannis, you know. And even then, there's some things that Giannis doesn't do that AD is capable of, and vice versa. You know, there's maybe Giannis is a better ball handler or whatever the case is, you know, maybe he's better in traffic or whatever the case is, you know. But in my opinion, AD, Giannis, Embiid, maybe Jokic, those are your four best big men right now. Those are your four best big men. And it's hard to kind of say one's better than the other, especially when you have AD playing on this type of level, because he's easily as good as any one of those three, if not better, in my opinion. You know, just because of the way that he impacts both sides of the ball. You know, you have Jokic, who sometimes he can do that, but not to the point where like how Embiid or Giannis or AD does. Then you have Embiid against like Giannis and AD. There's a couple things like around the perimeter. You know, he's a little bit more slow-footed defensively. He's definitely a big time rim protector, of course, and everything, but he can get beat if you have somebody who's a little bit slower or a little bit faster and quicker than he is, you know. But it is, and when it comes down to it, that's why there's really only two comparisons, Giannis and AD. But even then, their styles, the way that they play is just a little bit different. So it's really hard to compare the four. It's really hard to compare the two. It's really hard to even compare any of them, you know. But it is one of the main things that I wanted to go and bring up when it comes down to AD, is that people think so much bad about him when he's not playing and when he's not on it, you know. But we got to see that this guy, when he is healthy, he's easily one of the best players out there. So with this game against the Jazz, definitely another way for the Lakers to go in and clinch and make it even further into the, I really think it'll be a great way for them to go ahead and get the number 5 seed. This way they can just kind of guarantee a spot. They don't have to worry about playing in the play-in tournament or anything like that, and they don't have to worry about, you know, a possible elimination there. They can go and rest up maybe a couple days and then get ready for whichever team they got that first 5 or 7 game series. And honestly, this is a team I don't think anybody in the league wants to go and see in the playoffs, you know, especially knowing, like, because there's a certain degree of unknown with this team. You don't really know what this team is capable of. You don't have a lot of film on this team yet, you know, so it's going to bring a level of unknown, you know, to a lot of these teams that they're going to be going up against, or to these teams that they're going to go against in the playoffs. So it's definitely going to be interesting to go and see what kind of what it's going to look like overall in the playoffs for the Lakers. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm definitely excited to go and see what they're going to do in the playoffs, because I've thought about it since they made these trades. This is definitely now a contending team. If we would have had this team maybe from the beginning of the year, it would have been game over. I think we would easily been maybe one of the powerhouses, top two in the league or in the West, maybe in the league, and just running right through the rest of the league, you know, in the playoffs. But we'll see what happens when it comes down to it. I am definitely excited to go in and see what's going to happen with this game, tonight's game. We'll go in and talk all about it most likely tomorrow or on Thursday, because they do have a doubleheader after this. So we'll see what happens. Now, just going to transition on over to the Dodgers. But just before I go in and do so here, guys, I do want to just take a quick moment to go in and talk to you guys about my sponsor for today's podcast, for my podcast in general. It is Pro Dough Shop. So if you guys haven't heard about them, definitely going to drop a follow. I'll tag them on my Instagram, my Twitter, even on Facebook. It is Pro Dough Shop. So it is ProDoughShop. So if you guys haven't dropped a follow, definitely going to drop a follow on them. If you guys haven't heard about them, it's a wonderful protein company. They use their amazing signature patent protein powder that they have. And they use it for pretty much just about any kind of dessert, pastry that you can think of, all kinds of delicious treats that you can go and get from them, you know. And they use this protein powder so that way it can be healthy for you, and it can be low carb, no sugar, so on and so forth. They don't exactly use the same protein powder that they use, like, you know, whenever you're trying to work out and so on and so forth, which it's also great for. But it's almost like a special kind of, I don't even know, flour mixture or something like that they use. But it's definitely a healthy treat, something that you're not going to go in and feel a lot of regret, you know, when you eat it or something like that. So it's definitely one of the best treats that you can do. Definitely going to get. I'll be posting all kinds of different options that you have or that they have on there. I'll also be posting, you know, when I receive my next order, I'll also be making like an unboxing video and so on and so forth, just so you guys can go in and check that out. So again, if you guys haven't done so, it is Pro Dough Shop. I'll be tagging them, plus with a bunch of different of their hashtags that they use and everything from there, on my Instagram page and Twitter, and as well my Facebook page. So again, that is Pro Dough Shop. If you guys haven't done so, drop a follow for them. Again, it's ProDoughShop. Thank you very much. And with that being said, guys, I do want to just transition on over to the Dodgers. So Dodgers, they are 3-2, had an amazing victory yesterday against the Rockies. I believe it was like 14-3, absolutely demolished them. They have one more game against the Rockies before they have that four-game series in Arizona against the Diamondbacks, as the Diamondbacks started off, of course, with that four-game series in LA to start off the season. So with that being said, it is definitely a big series that can come up, especially since they split the two games at home with the Dodgers. I think it would be a great way, maybe come away with at least as long as you split there in Arizona, or come away with three out of the four. That would be definitely ideal, especially if they can come away with the victory tonight against the Rockies and totally sweep them for this small two-game series that they have.
There's so much stuff that I can talk about that four-game series. I mean, you had some big performances from some of the teams. It was great to go in and see Kershaw out there pitching. Great to go in and see Urias out there on opening day. Trace Thompson with his three home runs in one game. Like, that absolutely amazing, man. I mean, I can't believe the dude's playing this damn good. I mean, I knew he was going to come out swinging, come out with like a bat out of hell this year. But damn, I did not expect that. And then you have Jason Hayward with that big bomb that he had last night. Definitely great to go in and see that, because the dude was, you know, a lot of people thought that, some people didn't even think that he was in the league anymore. You know, that's how bad it was for him. You know, people did not even think he was in the league anymore. I was surprised when I saw his name on the Dodgers, you know, to be honest with you guys. And for him to get that big bomb, you saw even the emotion in his face. Definitely great to go to and see. You know, especially kind of like with Trace Thompson, you definitely love to go and see emotion like that in these guys, because it makes you see that they appreciate, that they love being a Dodger, that they love the atmosphere that they have there. And shout out to Dodgers, with Dodger Stadium there, with the updates that they've had on the stadium. I haven't seen it myself because I haven't been out to a game yet, which I'm itching to go, but I've seen it on video or like on my phone, and oh my God, that looks so cool with all the lights and everything that they do. It just looks like a freaking party out there, doesn't it? So definitely excited to go in and go out to my first game. I can't wait to go in and go with the wifey, and so we can go ahead and see the Dodgers whoop some ass and have a good time out there, eat a Dodger dog or two, and, you know, just have a good time overall. You know, it's definitely one of my favorite things to go in and do. I love going to Dodger Stadium. If you guys don't hear it by now, you know, one of the biggest fans when it comes down to it. And again, if you guys have been listening to the podcast but haven't heard anything for myself, I do this podcast here, guys, as a fan. Give you guys a fan perspective from the Dodgers, from the Raiders, from the Lakers. I'm a diehard fan on all three of them, and many more of the sports that I follow. But I feel like I can give you guys my honest opinion from all these three teams with the most information, because unfortunately it's hard sometimes to go in and cover all three teams and to talk about all three teams here for you guys, but it's not so difficult because I love the teams all overall, and I'm gonna give you guys my honest opinion on all of them. So it is one of the things that I definitely enjoy the most out of this podcast. So I definitely hope you guys enjoy it, you know, yourselves. And if you guys have any friends, family members, or anything like that, definitely make sure you go in and let them know. It would definitely I would definitely appreciate it. So guys, with the Dodgers tonight, hopefully, again, they can come away with that victory. It is just kind of starting off the season. I am really getting excited to go in and see what the rest of this team is going to look like. I mean, everything from our defense to our pitching. I mean, our offense is absolutely incredible, especially the way we're swinging the bat right now. I really think some of the changes that we made, that the major leagues ended up making, as far as, like, you know, getting rid of the shift and all that stuff, I definitely think it helps, you know, especially with creating more offense, you know. But it'll be definitely exciting to go ahead and see what the rest of the season is going to look like. I am hoping that I can catch tonight's game so we can talk more about that tomorrow as well. But if you guys have any questions, would like to talk about anything about the podcast, anything about the podcast, about sports in general, anything at all, I'll definitely appreciate it. Send me any kind of a DM or anything like that on any one of my social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It is West Coast Pod 702 or West Coast Sports Podcast on any of them. And you'll be able to go in and find me from there. Again, send me any kind of a DM. I'd love to go and talk to you guys about sports, Lakers, Raiders, Dodgers, whatever it is. But again, I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you guys continue to listen. Pass it on over to a friend or family member. Hopefully they like it as well. But until then, guys, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good Tuesday. Peace.